Good morning to you all. Today's gospel passage is one I have preached on in detail 3 years ago, almost 3 years to the day. And I explored then the amazing power and authority of Jesus over evil spirits. And I would refer you to that sermon recorded on our website on the 23rd of June 2019, and it was titled, Jesus Has Authority Over Satan. But today I would like to focus on a different aspect of this passage and some other scriptures, particularly in the light of Pentecost, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and God's purpose for us. Have you ever asked yourself why Jesus decided to cross the Lake of Galilee at night time, after a busy day, to go to the mostly Gentile country of the Gerasenes? This event begins with Jesus casually saying to the disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." And if you remember, a great storm arises before they get there. Another learning experience for the disciples and a cosmic event. And then when they do arrive, they're met by a man possessed by a legion of demons. Do you think this was on Jesus' schedule for the day? Well, perhaps it was. While the disciples may not have been aware of it, I believe Jesus was on a mission in coming to this man in this place. He had a divine appointment to fulfill, which brought about great change for an individual in great pain and desperate need, as well as for his community, even though most were afraid of him and wanted him to leave. The Gerasenes man is delivered, which also means healed and saved, from the destructive evil of the demons. And sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind, he begs to go with him. Jesus, however, tells him to go home and tell how much God has done for him. Here, he is basically commissioning this man to be a witness, an evangelist. And the man does go and tells all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. He has not only become a follower of Jesus, but a proclaimer as well. Jesus' actions and the working of God's power seem to be one and the same to him. In redeeming this man's pain, Jesus is also expanding his kingdom, bringing glory to God. There are many instances of such divine appointments throughout the Bible. Another that has similarities with our Luke passage, though not the dramatic deliverance, concerns the Samaritan woman at the well. In John 4:4, we read that Jesus had to go through Samaria, a place most Jews would have avoided and which his disciples questioned. After sending his disciples into town, Jesus, tired, goes to the well and sits and waits, quite purposefully, for the Samaritan woman to appear. One lonely individual, full of pain, shame, and hurt. The woman goes about her daily task, carrying her pain around, unaware that she had a divine appointment with her Redeemer. We all know the wonderful outcomes of this encounter. The most shameful thing in her life was addressed by Jesus to the extent that she became joyful and told others. A female evangelist whose pain and shame created an avenue for new believers. The Samaritans, unlike the Gerasene people, wanted to hear Jesus, and he stayed with them for 2 days. Both our Old and New Testament scriptures today have accounts of divine appointments. In 1 Kings, Elijah has run away in fear and deep depression, sleeps under a broom bush, then he goes off into a cave. The angel comes to restore him, and then God speaks to him. and passes by, not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a gentle whisper. Elijah knew that sound was God's voice. Are you listening for God's voice? Sometimes, in fact, often, we need to step back from the noise and busyness of life and listen humbly and quietly for his voice, his spirit, to guide us, as we have been doing each Sunday. Philip's encounter with the eunuch is totally God orchestrated. He is sent off into the desert to meet one individual who is reading from Isaiah and not understanding it. How amazing that God puts Philip there to teach him from that very scripture and then baptize him. Have there been times in your life when you have encountered a divine appointment, perhaps without being aware of it? What about when you first came to Christ? How did that happen? Did God put someone across your path when you were in doubt or pain? Someone who was able to help you just when you needed it most? That certainly happened to me. He sent me an angel. Or maybe you were a divine appointment for someone else. Father Brian has taught us about God incidences for many years. Someone is suddenly on your heart, or you have an impulse to contact a particular person, and it turns out that has been just what they needed. Often, however, we ignore these prompts. It may be a complete stranger that you come across who needs help in some way, and in kindness, you minister to them, perhaps taking an opportunity to speak of or to just demonstrate your faith. Never underestimate these seemingly random encounters. God leads the faithful to cross another person's path. In our psalm today, verse 27 says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him." But in the New King James Version, which I like the translation of, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." Our St. Nick's ethos is that we want to be a people, a church that blesses others. And we have done this in so many ways over the years. We have become a prayerful church which shows love for others, greatly attested to in recent emails from our sisters Marion and Betty. Our Heritage Church prayer ministry goal is to be a blessing to others, to our community, and to establish the little church as a place of prayer, a lighthouse for God, a sacred place for encounters with the Holy Spirit. Similarly, our after-service prayer ministry seeks to help people encounter God and be ministered to by the Holy Spirit. In the Grace Outpouring, Roy Godwin, director of a Missional House of Prayer and Christian Retreat Centre in West Wales, and I do recommend this book to you, says, "The Bible encourages us to taste and see that God is good. If we can bless people and the Holy Spirit comes and overshadows them and breaks them, they are eager to know who this God is that they've tasted. It's wonderful." Divine appointments are about how much God cares about his people. The Holy Spirit can set up encounters because someone, perhaps a stranger, needs what he can offer them through you or me or anyone. This reinforces the importance of being in community in Christian life. Our prayers for God's will to be done open up divine appointments, conversations, and blessings. Filled with God's favour, such meetings will bless everyone involved and can change the course of their lives. How wonderful to think that we are divinely appointed sons and daughters, a royal priesthood, used by God to be a source of hope, comfort, and love, and to expand his kingdom. I would like to leave you with this scripture from Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So let us now be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him, for his Spirit to refresh us, strengthen us, and guide us. Amen.